welcome back to the podcast. Well, actually, don't welcome back. This is our first ever episode. We're here to give relationship advice, sex, drama, gossip, anything that you can think of that you think that I'm going to say something on, it's coming here. This is your first stop when you want to hear bullshit come out of my mouth. We got the Love Doctor series combined with the Confession Corner. If you're friends with me on Instagram, you know that usually every Friday, every Monday, we do Confession Corner. We do Love Doctor Fridays, but we're going to do it here because on Instagram, I get a little bit boring because it's only like 15-second stories and shit like that. So here we are to go in depth. Talk about shit. I got my boy Abby with me.
What's up, everybody?
He's here. He's tapping in. He's ready to get horny. He's ready to get fucking rowdy. It's about to be crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
And so kind of how this podcast came about is I was watching a podcast, Impulsive, and this guy came on, George Jenko, great dude. It was like a super old episode, and they were like talking about how they like fuck in LA, and I'm like, you know what? I'm 20 years old. I know I'm, I got a shit dick game at the time. How do these dudes tap in? So like, They didn't talk about it. They didn't cut into any of that shit. So here I am. Lads, if you're listening, I want to tell you exactly what's going on in my world. If you have a question, if you want to know how to do some shit, if you want to know how we do it over here, I will tell you exactly what's going on. I'm not cutting corners. I'm not going to do anything but tell you the absolute truth and be super transparent. And ladies, if you are listening, I promise I won't be that vulgar, but if you have a question about a fuckboy, if you want to know what dude's like, if you want to know how to approach a dude, how to talk to him about his cheesy nuts, I don't know. We're here to help, and that's what we're trying to do. I want to bring the energy. I want to bring the excitement. I was going to bring on Tanner today for our first ever episode because I thought that would be a good introduction, a good way to bring it in, but Tanner's actually still asleep. She's always very busy. It's tough to be a young millionaire doing her thing, making millions on OnlyFans, but... Oh, speaking of OnlyFans, I'm launching it on Sunday.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What's it got? What's your OnlyFans?
Horsecock Harry. Definitely not. I honestly just was a little bit bored. I try and on Instagram, I try and like reply to as many comments as possible, try and get involved with my followers. But I found that it's like super fucking hard. Like when there's like 1,000 comments and I get annoyed and I see people get annoyed, like, oh, I'm going to unfollow because you haven't replied. So it's like super difficult. So I'm just jumping over to there so I can be a little bit more intimate. Obviously, I'm going to be posting raunchy shit. I don't know if I'll be fucking girls on camera just yet like Tiger does. I don't know. My career might tank. Like it might just nosedive once the second season of Too Hot to Handle comes out. So I might have to get my meat out on there. But yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. But yeah, OnlyFans is Sunday, which is going to be good. Nice little Valentine's Day gift. I meant to launch it with Tanner, but that bitch is always asleep or high. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I love you, Tanner. You know that.
Are you going to be a 1%er? You feel confident?
Well, 100%. I feel like that, yeah, we're going to be the top tier. Honestly, I was thinking about it. I was like, I feel like I'm going to be the top male earner on OnlyFans.
Nice.
That's the goal. I don't know if that's an achievement or anything like that.
Move over, Tyga.
Yeah. Have you seen his OnlyFans?
No, I've never been on OnlyFans.
I watched the one video.
Really?
With the porn girls. That he's fucking?
I heard someone talking. He has like his dick's like the size of an arm or something
The kid is very blessed. But I had to subscribe. Like it's literally any Instagram model that you could think of. He is piping them the fuck down with his sword. So like hats off to you, Tiger. I've met you twice. You're a great guy. Very nice. Very sweet. And thank you for the service that you're doing on OnlyFans. I really do appreciate it. And you've... maybe a very happy camper, and also he's a very good talent scout because I've DM'd pretty much every girl that's been on there. Yes, but also it is Valentine's Day this weekend. Are you doing anything?
Ooh, me? No, I'm single, but I'm hoping that, you know, one of your groupies will want me to take them out on Valentine's Day.
Well, fingers crossed.
I drive a pickup truck, and we can go off roading or something.
It's very romantic.
I would love to find a girlfriend in 2 days.
Same. The last girl I was seeing, I'm not even kidding, she keyed my fucking car last week.
Whoa.
Thank you so much. A bit like hot and crazy, like right on the top. Like I've never seen anyone max out hot and crazy before. She was like, boom, right there. Like it was insane. Also,
sorry to cut you off.
Go.
Speaking of girls you've dated, this is a curveball I was going to tell you.
Oh, shit.
Yesterday,
uh-huh,
one of your ex-girlfriends was here recording a podcast with somebody. Starts the letter J.
Julie was here?
She was here.
What?
Randomly.
She came in
podcast. Yeah.
She was the guest on someone else's podcast.
Because I was like, I know Instagram's been taken down. I know Shagmag's been taken down. I was like, oh, shit. Like, she must have had to move out of her house because she's got a quite cool studio there. But that's, hats off to her. I think Julie's probably trying to do the most now because her Instagram and shit's been taken down and no one knows about her.
Damn.
Poor thing. That sucks. Like, yeah. But then again, like she, in every caption, she's saying, fuck Instagram.
But she was slandering you.
I was going to say, you have a very kind response towards her.
Really? She was slandering me?
She was saying some.
Why? What was she saying?
Just that you're an asshole.
I don't think she was like happy with like something you said on Call Her Daddy or something. It wasn't horrible. We could watch it after.
Whatever. She can't get mad. What a silly sausage. So she cheated on me. And I've been like super cordial and nice. And she's like coming at me in every like avenue. But I'm just like, whatever. Like I'm glad she's airing it on someone's podcast because she definitely can't do it on Instagram. And she did that Holly Boob thing and I didn't even see it make any news.
I didn't hear about it. I heard about her talking about it.
You did?
But that was all I heard
about. But somebody already did it, though. Somebody turned it into Holly Weed.
Yeah, well, she was trying to do it for, like, when we were seeing each other, and she, like attempted twice, and I was like, oh, it's going to be fine. But now she's, like, trying to make it about Instagram censorship, and I'm like, look, like, there's one way. Like, I just don't feel like that's going to work. Like,
right.
Changing the Hollywood side to Holly Boob, like, to try to get your titties out on Instagram. Like, let's relax. Like,
there's two big causes, Black Lives Matter and boob censorship.
Yeah, like, let's relax. Like, you're getting your titties out on Instagram. It's pretty much soft porn.
Right.
Like, that's what she does. She gets, like, a little bit of nipple as well. So, like, whatever. I just can't see it coming back. But what a silly girl. What a silly sausage.
Good. I hope that didn't hurt your feelings too much.
For sure.
To break it out.
Whatever. Yeah, that's funny. Well, speaking of Julia, go fuck yourself. No. Nah. Well, speaking of, terrible relationships and things that shouldn't even been a relationship, let's get into Love Doctor. So, I have a couple questions here. So usually if you're new to this, so what we do is we ask you guys what you would like help with in your relationship. And no better person for it is someone that goes on reality dating shows to try and find love or dates silly, silly influencers who like to get their fucking nipples out on Instagram. The thing is, like, you know what's crazy about Julia is, like, I didn't even, like, once I knew it was over, I was just like, cool, whatever. I left it. Like our last, I'm going to read it. Our last, fuck her.
you know what? Fuck all this positive shit.
This is our last message ever to me. And, like, see, I'm not even like a crazy dude. I just left it. I was like, cool, I understand where we are. You're in love with this kid. Sweet as, like, enjoy that. Like, here's the thing. You can never, like, compete with history. You can never compete with someone who's in love. And all of her actions when we were together, like, all my friends, like, I feel like she's got ulterior motives and shit like that, because she was, like, doing weird shit, like, getting mad at me when I didn't marry in Vegas, like, furious. And my friend was like, I don't know why she's getting so pressed. I was like, I don't fucking know either. Like, this is crazy. I haven't seen her that mad about anything. But I think it's because Jake and Tana got married in Vegas, so she was, like, maybe trying to make him jealous or some shit until it got his attention. So I think that's what she was trying to do. Like, we went on to a brunch date because she's like, oh, let's go eat. And I was like, sweet. I was like, I only know this one place called Toast. And fucking we sit down. Within like 15 minutes, I spot a paparazzi get out of the car. I literally pull my hat down. I was like, Julie, I didn't want anyone to know that we were like seeing each other.
Right.
So I ran inside. I gave my keys. I was like, take my car and paid the bill. I sprinted down because I didn't want anyone to fucking know. But I think that she legit wanted it to get in front of Jake so that she could make him jealous and that this situation happened. Mm. But anyway, let's go into the last test.
Yeah, this Love Doctor's for them, not me.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, we'll get into Love Doctor in a second. So my last text to Julia was on Sunday, 1st of November. So I gave, for some reason, we had a great, it was like Halloween. We had a great Friday night. It was, you know, we had fun, and then the next day she was like a little bit off. Someone was weird. So I was like, oh, okay, she's hungry. So I went and got like food, came back. Someone was still off, so I left. She texted me on the way home, and she said, hey, can I talk to you about something? I was like, oh, here we fucking go. I was like, did I do something? When I know I was being an angel. Blah, 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 blah. Lots of messages. And I was just like, pretty much just said, sorry for the paragraphs. I'll give you some space. I'll like let you enjoy tonight and do your thing. Because it was Saturday night. She was going to go out with her friends or some shit. We're meant to go to a different party. But I was like, I'm just going to stay in. I texted in the morning, 7:30 a.m. because I was going to the gym. I was like, morning, hope you had a good night. Would be amazing if we could figure this out today because it really isn't fair on either of us. I thought that was a nice message.
That's nice.
And then I found out that she was getting piped. Like I had all these missed calls and I called this person back. They were at like Jake's house because he was having a party. I found out she was getting piped. So I was like, oh, you were with Jake last night. Talk about not being over your ex. Silly me. That was... Like, that's not very rude, is it?
No.
Okay. So I was just like, silly me. And I was like, kind of hoping that she'd explain the situation. Two days later, she goes, hey, Harry, I just want to reach out. Honestly, I know we'll still probably see each other out and I don't want things to be weird. This whole thing came out of nowhere. Abby had invited me out to Jake's last night. Jake and I hadn't talked literally at all. And one thing just led to another. It is what it is. I hope you understand. I was just like, I didn't reply. Like, I just left it. I was like,
yeah.
You're a goose. Like, if that's how the situation is going, if that's all I meant to you, then like, whatever, you hold that energy. And the fact that she's still talking down on me, still trying to talk shit about me, that means she's like holding some like hate or like resentment in her heart. Like, I feel nothing towards her. Like, I've seen her out when I was with my new girl and like, Julia like freaked out and tried to leave. She was like to the owner of the house, like, please go to kick him out. Like, I can't believe that they're here, and like went and hid in the bathroom. I was like, look, like I'm not Satan. Like, oh, if you want to talk to me, like I'm not going to be like, oh, you're the devil. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a bit of fun. Things didn't work out. And that's pretty much how it went. But that's crazy about Julia. So I've never even spoken about that. But here we go. I was trying to like kind of leave it, but fuck it. fuck it, like she wants to continue about me. So there we go, first episode, fuck you, Julia. Well, I had the last one was Julia, and then this next chick keyed my car. Nice. I don't know what's next. Look, I'm just trying to like space away from everyone and just do my own thing, because like, fuck man, like LA, I'm talking to this girl from Toronto today. She just messaged me. I feel like Canadians are the move.
Hell yeah,
Canadian girls are the best. Ellie X5 says, your opinion on friends with benefits when you've already been in a relationship with them. That's a very good question, Ellie. So how I see friends with benefits, especially if you've already been in a relationship with someone, I think that like, as I said, the same shit with Julia, like if you have like history with someone, you cannot deny those feelings. And if those feelings like are always like they're always going to be there. You can't just be like one day like dating someone and then the next week like, oh, I'm just going to let them like fill my guts. Like, it's just not going to happen. You're always going to have that connection and that like want to be with them. So I think, Ellie, if you're in a position where you know, someone that you've been in a relationship before with, like, unless it's like probably like years in the past, but like if you're in a position where you're about to get friends with benefits with someone who you had dated, I just say strongly stay away from it, because you're going to fall in love. He's going to give you that amazing boyfriend dick again, and then you're just going to want to like get piped down again. So I'm trying not to burp.
I can't tell if a boy only wants me for my body or if there's actually some interest. Help, please.
Click her, bro. What does she look like? No, I'm joking.
Rude, Harry.
How would you find... Okay, so if I just want to lay pipe with a girl, I'll be super blunt. Like, I'll just be like, come over at night, or I'll try and not do like daytime activities, or I'll try and not do like, I'll try and put in as less effort as possible. So if you're seeing a guy, if he's a fuck boy, then he will try and do that. He will literally try and like get you over for some guac and salsa. Yeah. And like, that's all he will want. Like, he'll be like, oh yeah, cool, come over for like a movie night with wine. So like, I just feel like if you're in a position where there's this dude and he's like attractive, he's showing you interest, but he's not really asking about your day. He's not asking if you got pets, if you had a goldfish growing up, or like siblings or anything like that. If there's no depth to conversation and he's like, yeah, come over, let's have some fucking chips, like let me eat some chocolate out your ass, he just wants you. He just wants you as a little like slam piece for the evening. So my love, I would just look for the signs. I would be like, hey mister, let's go do some shit. Like, let's go to the beach. Let's go for a walk. Let's go get a coffee, because you'll be able to tell right then and there if he's in it for the wrong reasons, or if he's like, yeah, seriously, like trying to find the next wife.
Yeah. Well, also, does she enjoy talking to him? That should be a sign. Does she have any good conversations?
True. Yeah. If she's like talking to him and trying to find out about like his day, like, are you, maybe you're just trying to get slammed. Like, come on, like, let's,
I think the fact that she asked that question means the guy just wants to slam her.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely. True.
Yeah, you usually know when someone's into
you. Yeah, yeah. If you're wondering, it's impossible to hide it if you're really into someone like that.
But also, ladies, if you're listening, my biggest advice, or anyone listening, my biggest advice is just don't be afraid to communicate. Too many times I've been with a girl and they've been like wanting to do something, like whether it's hook up or they like me, or I've completely misread the situation. So the last girl that I was seeing, when on our first date, where we went back to her place, we had some wine, we relaxed. It was a really beautiful evening. But I was like, I don't know if she was into me or wanted me to stay. So I was like, cool, like I'm going to respect you. I think, you know, it's been a great evening, but I would love to hang out again at another point. And I left. I got in my car and left. And as I got home, fucking 25 minutes away, which in LA is like a distance, she goes, oh, I wish you stayed. And like, I thought I was showing my like body language was showing you that I wanted you to stay or like stay the night. I'm like, excuse me, you fucking sat on the edge of the couch and like you just spoke to me. We had a good conversation. But you at no point you were just like, oh, you know, maybe we should like go upstairs, or maybe like, what are you doing tomorrow morning, mate? Like, do you want to spend the night, or what's going on? So ladies, if you're listening, just be confident, because 9 times out of 10, that guy will want to just camp up with you, shack up for the night. Or 9 times out of 10, he probably likes you as well. And that's the hardest part, is like being scared or being nervous about what someone's going to think or anything like that. I just say, fuck it. Like, one day you will not be here. We are on a rock in the middle of the fucking universe, and there's millions of other rocks, billions. We are literally nothing. Who cares about what this boy says today? Who cares about what this girl says today? Because tomorrow it's going to be a completely different day. You don't know who's going to walk past you. You could meet James Franco. Who knows? You know? There's my advice of the day.
And then she keyed your car.
Yeah, and then she and then she keyed my fucking car. But I'm getting it wrapped now. So silver lining, I was just like, look, I wanted to get it wrapped in matte black and make it look cool, because it's a mum car. Yeah. I want to make it like a cool car.
No, your car is cool.
The GLE, GLC, I don't know what the fuck it is.
The Mercedes?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know cars. I just know that it looks cool or not cool.
It looks cool. But yeah. I think one time when one of my exes got in, she's like, oh, it's a mum car. And that really hurt me. Because I was like, this is the coolest car I've ever owned.
That's why she's an ex.
My guy best friend wants friends with benefits. Scared to catch feelings. What do I do?
Don't fuck him, because it's game over. If it's a best friend and he gives you that best friend dick, you are done for, my love. Like, he's going to have you in his little web. It's going to ruin that friendship. Unless you guys like super comfortable, like we're talking about other, like I feel like there's levels to this shit. So like, if you're best friends to the point where you're just like talking about like going and taking a shit, like I'll be like, that's what me and Tana are. She'll be like, oh, I'll go take a shit. I'm like, you're disgusting. Like, don't tell me that. But like, if you're like at that point, you can talk about other people that you're fucking, like hooking up, and it's like super open and transparent. I feel like at that point, if you fuck like once or a couple times, it's not going to equate anywhere or anything like that. But I feel like if you're like, if you think about them all the time, you're like a little bit reserved, and you see them more as like I want this person to be with me forever. I feel like if once you get that sausage and that salami in your stomach, you, my love, will fall in love. You'll be locked down for a while, and it may ruin your friendship. So that's how I see that.
What does this question make you feel about like guy friendships, you know?
Here's the thing. Here's why I'm annoying as a dude, because I always say to whoever I'm seeing, like if like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with this dude, I'm like, cool, go do it. Like, I don't give a fuck. And they'll be like, why? Because I'm like, I know you're not gonna have half as much fun with him as you will with me. Like, I'm so confident that I'm the best time that she'll ever have. Like, lads, if you're listening, say that shit to her, because it'll fuck her up in the head. I'm sorry, ladies, but that right there, that once I heard that from one of my other friends, because I knew it took her back, I was like, that is actually powerful. You want to be so confident in yourself that you know that she's never going to have a good time. Well, like, we'll never have such a good time with someone else. Even if you're a boring person, you sit there and want to play chess, whatever, like at least it's in her head. And she's like, oh, maybe this other dude won't be as fun. And she'll be second guessing herself.
So she's like, I'm going to go, like you're dating a girl, right? She's like, I'm going to go hang out at my friend's house. And you're like, which friend? She's like, Tyga.
I'd be like, cool, I'll wait on his OnlyFans. I'll be refreshing. But like, it's different. He's a celebrity, he's got money, he's like chilling. But like, a lot of dudes are just like, don't have like charisma, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Shout out to Tiger with his fucking hammer. Fucking hell. Jesus.
Living the American dream right there.
Bro, honestly, like, I think he's got a girlfriend now as well, so I don't know what's gonna happen on his OnlyFans, so I'll be interested to see.
How can you tell if a guy likes you over social media?
I think, like, if he's talking to you every day, if you have, like, that connection, you feel that spark, but it's also, like, easy to, like, fall in love with someone online. So I just feel like unless that energy carries over when you guys see each other, then whatever. But just talk to him. Ask him, like, what do you like about me? And let him pump up your ties a bit.
Do you think she means, like, or just isn't, like, you know, kind of interested?
Interested. Yeah, I think, look, usually the general rule of thumb is what I do is I would like 3 photos and then shoot him a DM. Or
nice.
A good way to DM someone is be like, I've got a question. Because you can ask any question.
There you go.
And it's curious. This chick did it to me. It really fucked up my day. Because I'm like, do I respond? Like, I'm sitting there sweating. And I'm like, fuck. Like, she does have a question though. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I've got answers. She's like, okay. Like, when are we hanging out? I was like, fuck. She got me. I was like, she got me. And I was like, come over.
We used to have great sex all the time. Oh. This is by Laura Silero _. Mm. We used to have great sex all the time, and now he's always tired. Should I be worried?
Oh, that's a good one. I feel like people get bored. Like, I, with the, in past relationships, I get bored, like, very quick. So that's why I try and, like, mix it up as soon as possible. Like, I try and, like, test their boundaries or, like, try and find shit that will keep them, like, keep me interested, but also them interested, because, like, you know, you're in the group chat. Lads, no matter what you do, you're going to be in the group chat. So you may as well just do some freaky shit so all her friends are, like, confused and, like, want to hear about it. Like, I've always, like, the last girl I was seeing, like, we would be fucking, like, 3 or 4 times a day. Like, it'd be sick. Like, she was just so hot and we just always want to bang. And then, like, probably, like, 2 or 3 weeks in, and I was just like, bro, like, I just can't, like, I don't have that anymore, because it was just, like, same old sex. Like, we go into our bedroom, we fuck. Like, I was like, look, I want to fucking put your head through a wall. Like, I want to break a TV and smash some shit and, like, fly somewhere. Like, I don't know. Like, I want to put a vase in your ass and make you do a headstand. I don't know. I want to just try and do anything, like, keep it interesting. I feel like I'm going to be the worst husband, because I'll be like, oh, what can I fit in you today? But I just think with shit like that, with a dude, because I find that, like, a lot of, and this is not, you know, pointing any fingers to any girls or anything like that, but I find with a lot of girls is they kind of sit there and expect us to, like, read their mind. And ladies, like, if you're listening, I'm a dude and I'm telling you, we can't read your mind whatsoever. Like, I have no idea what's going on in your brain unless you, like, tell me or have, like, body language that shows me what's going on. So if you're like, if usually, like, he initiates everything, if you guys, like, having good sex and, like, he usually initiates everything and things are getting a little bit boring, I'm telling you, just a hand on the thigh or just grabbing his cock will change everything. Like, when I'm, like, kissing a girl and she's, like, trying to pull off my pants, I'm telling you, there's nothing hotter. There's no better feeling than knowing that the person you're hooking up with is, like, as into you as you are, and they just want to, like, rip your clothes off as well. So if you're getting a little bit bored, if he's getting a little bit tired of your shit, like, it's getting a bit, like, lame, just try and rip his clothes, like, try and get him by surprise. Get him in the kitchen when he's, like, cutting up onions. Like, get him from behind, rip his pants down and beat him off in the kitchen. Like, it's, you just got to keep it, like, interesting. Always sex toys help, but I think that's more so if you're, like, a dominant dude and you want to just, like, pin a bitch, or, sorry, getting aggressive, pin someone down and, like, take care of them, their elegant little flower. But yeah, I just feel like you just need to keep it interesting. You need to keep doing shit. Maybe watch porn together. Like, that's always, like, good. I know porn's probably a terrible influence, but, like, I feel like there's some porn that you can watch it together, get inspired, get ideas, or an erotic movie or shit like that. I just feel like, yeah,
whisper things in his ear. I like that.
Really? You like a little ear nibble?
Yeah, a little ear nibble.
Yeah, that's fun. Like, even, yeah. I find, like, it's lit when a girl's, like, holding you from behind and, like, trying to, like, feel your shit and, like, go through it. But I just feel like people don't get bored. They just get lazy. That's my biggest thing. You don't get bored, you get lazy, you get too complacent. Don't get complacent, because the end of the day, they could be fucking anyone else within seconds.
Yeah.
So you need to just, like, keep them on their toes all the time. Pinch his foreskin. I don't know. Do some weird shit.
Yeah, or maybe, like, give him a couple days to recharge, or make him think that, like, you know, he could lose you.
Be
you
a
know?
Bitch. Yeah, that's what, fuck, this girl seeing. And we were upstairs at a party, and I was like, the sex was good, but it was, like, kind of getting, like, stale. And I we like started hooking up. It was at her house. She was had a few friends downstairs, and I started like fingering her and like getting like real heated and intimate. And then I was just like, "Nah, fuck you. You don't deserve that yet. Do that shit. Get in their head. Really ruin their day." Because that I could tell like no one's ever done that to her before, and it pissed her the fuck off. She was like, by the time she finally got a hold of me at the party, because obviously I still wanted to fuck her, but I'm like, you know what? Like I'm gonna piss her off because things are just getting a little bit boring, a little bit stale, as I said. But once you got a hold of me, like it was game on, like it was very aggressive and like hot and like sexy, like sweaty sex. So yeah, I think that's I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, I missed that.
No, that's great. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
I miss her. I'm gonna call
her. Oh, this poor girl. How do I make a fuckboy fall in love with me?
Good girl, Danielle. That's the type of energy we need. 2021.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, fuck boys. Let's make him fall in love. Let's break his heart. Fuck that guy. First off, you have to know, is he a verified fuckboy? Like, has he dicked down, you know, many people? Is he a piece of shit? Like, first off, you know, some dudes just like carry that swagger. Some dudes are a little bit confident like that. And they may not be piping as many girls as you think. Like, I think the best thing to do is tease him, you know, like keep him on his fucking toes, like be on his bullshit, just like call him out about shit, make him feel a little bit like worried that, you know a little bit too much, I guess. Like I know when that girl is like, I like it when a girl is like a little bit like hard to get, but also like knows her worth and also is like a little bit of flirt, like will let me get a little taste, but also like pull herself away. Like that's what's happened in the past. And it's like really like drove me crazy. Like I'll be sitting there like sweating and annoyed about like about shit that's going on. So I just say get him in the daytime, like get him when you can like spend like quality time with him, but also don't like let him get what he wants like right away. Like give it like a week or two, and then you know if it's worth it, like keep just dragging it out. But then also, you know, like you got to let those feelings that come through, and like don't hold your walls up all the time because people get scared of that shit. Like be a little bit guarded, but also just let him in as well and understand how he feels. Like talk to him about shit. Like, look, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to like scare you, but I genuinely like you. I think you're a good person. And I don't want to like get hurt. So please like, I don't know. Don't say promise me, cause that's fucking terrifying. But like, yeah, I just feel like open communication about that stuff. Cause people get like, you, the last thing you want is to get hurt. And I don't want you to get hurt, but I also don't want him to like get away with his shit, you know?
Yeah. People are so afraid to communicate.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like people are scared what other people think, and it's just like you just have to do it. Like you just have to talk. Like it makes shit so much easier, like 100% easier. If you just sit down and like how you made to go to a restaurant and stare at the waitress and not tell her what you want to eat. So it should be the same shit as a relationship. You should sit down and you'd be like, I want steak, eggs, and fucking your cock on the side. Like that's how it should. It should be like ordering food in a menu. You know, you keep it super transparent. Just think about it like that. When you got someone on your mind, just be like, look. Harry said, we're at a restaurant and we're gonna order some food, and this is what the order is. Hey, you're a dickhead, but I really like you, and I see this going somewhere. Say some shit like that. Yeah, we'll run it. Well, let's run into Confession Corner. So on that, if you're new here again, so Confession Corner is where we just ask you what the fucked up shit you've done. Like it's usually over the weekend, over the space of the week. Maybe it was your birthday. Maybe you got fisted by someone at a party. Maybe you ran raw through at like two or three sorority girls. I don't know what you've done. That's why we want to hear it. We want to hear what you've done so we can feel a little bit better about ourselves and everyone listening can know what actually goes on the dark side of the world. So Confession Corner is, you know, you just come clean about what's going on. Obviously, we're going to keep it anonymous. We're going to talk about what's going on in your life.
Hey, maybe you should become like an actual priest, like a certified priest online, and then you can just I'll forgive all these people.
You want me to be a priest? What church would accept me? I've had sex in a cathedral one time, and I'm pretty sure I'm banished. Like I'm going to fucking hell. Like, I'm telling you, it was good. I remember I was like 17, and we were trying to like be frisky and shit, and we went and had sex on like this football field in the middle of it, in the middle of the day, and it was like 12. It was like 12:30, I think. And we walked past this cathedral and I was like, oh, I bet you can't make me come. Like I was 17, like trying to be cocky and arrogant. And we went in there, like walked around, and she like, we went and hid in like, there's like this prayer room or some shit, super open. If anyone walked in, we would have been fucked. We'd have been arrested on the spot. But she hopped on. she rocked my shit, and I was sitting there like, I was like, oh, I didn't come. I just went soft. And she's like, okay. And I was like, yeah. I was like, no, nah, that wasn't me. Like, whatever. She's like, okay. Like, I was like, let's get out of here. This is crazy. This is wild. And she's like, okay, relax. I was like, trying to like leave. I was so embarrassed.
Wow. That's yeah, awesome.
It was a quick nap. Have you had sex in public before? Like any crazy places?
In a bathroom, at the couple different bathrooms that.
You're a bathroom guy?
I've done that once or twice.
What gets you going about a bathroom?
Well, it's just like, there's just like people outside like working and going about their life.
That's true. That's true.
It's like
I was with you one of those times.
Really? What, you're in the bathroom as well?
I was outside.
I don't know what's going on here.
I told you that story last time. You did. He was there. He saw it go down.
Oh, that's lit. That was crazy. That was a crazy story. that was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty badass.
But I actually, the first girl I ever ate out was in a sewer pipe.
In a sewer pipe?
What? On the beach.
In a sewer pipe?
We started low, we progressed high. Okay, anyway, confession corner. I got a good one here, and I don't know how we're going to feel about it, but this lady said that she had sex with her ex's dad on the weekend. I don't know, like, how would that make you feel?
Her ex's dad?
Yeah. If you broke up with someone and they just went and got clapped by your old man, your old papa.
It would shatter my world.
Really? I'd be happy for my dad.
I'd be like, good for him, but this is getting messy.
Yeah. I feel like it would suck, but I'd be like, you know what? Like, if you're going to fuck, my dad's 65, like, he's not getting that thing up. So I would be like, look, hats off to both of you. Like, that's a fucking team effort. Like, I'd give him a round of applause.
Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Chew.
That would actually be good, yeah. This other lady said she had sex with an older man who's an NYPD cop, and she's 18. Well, I'm glad you're 18 because it would have been illegal if you're any younger.
Yeah, he would have had to arrest himself.
What else we got? My aunt brought over. We don't care about that. I had a sex dream about you on Christmas Eve night. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. I want to hear more about it. Send me a DM. I'm in love with my roommate who keeps giving me mixed signals. I think he likes me back. Look, if you're in love with him, tell him. What else we got? I'm trying to think. I feel like if we fire.
She should offer to pay the full rent.
It's true. Yeah. Or pay, like, or just. Maybe get him to move in and you could get...
Yeah, they can downsize to a one bedroom together.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what Oh, here's another good one. This lady says she used the massage gun that her parents gifted her as a vibrator. I've seen this happen before, but like, I don't know. Look, ladies, please tell me what the fuck's going on, because I feel like a massage gun like that is there to tenderize your muscles.
Right.
You're going to put that on your clit and it's just going to... It's like a fucking hammer. Yeah, it's like you're getting punched in the pussy. Like, your shit's going to be swollen. It's going to be bruised. And look, I don't have a vagina, so I don't know. But I just couldn't imagine putting a massage gun on my cock. I'd feel like I'd fucking want to break someone's nose, whoever's doing that. I feel like that's horrible, but like, hats off to you. I've actually had sex with a girl who did that. She's like, let me pull out my vibrator. And I'm like, that is for sore muscles. And I was like, that is for sore muscles. She's like, no, it's not. Like, and she made herself squirt with it. And I was just,
wow.
I was dumbfounded. Very I was like, cool. There's no way that, like, but she was like putting it directly on. And I was like, that's just like,
hey, more power to her.
But it worked.
The problem with those things is they work really good, so good that they desensitize these women's clits, and then they can't orgasm from regular sex anymore.
Yeah,
now they need that giant massager.
Us.
Yeah, yeah, we aren't terrible in bed.
Yeah,
it's you.
Yeah.
Hey guys, so thank you so much for tuning in. We're gonna try and do this like every week. We're gonna try and get your questions in, do your confession corners, hit your love doctor. We're gonna have an email so you can put your stuff in depth. We can vet it a little bit better. And also, we're going to be bringing people on. So let me know who you want to see, who you want in here, who you want to ask questions to. Let me grill them about their relationship, their relationship lives, what's going on, their sex lives, how they like to fuck, if they like to eat pussy, if they've ever queefed or farted during sex. I don't know. I'll go in. I'll rip them apart like a roast chicken, because we love to do that over here at Getting Hairy or Raw Talk or Fuck Boys, whatever we're calling it. That's what we love to do over here.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you leave a comment, like, subscribe, do everything. Our socials are linked in the description, or if you
leave a good review.
Yeah,
a 5-star
review would be great. Yeah, if you did that, send me a screenshot and I will send you a photo of my nipple. What else? What else do you usually say in this shit?
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
If you enjoyed it, make sure you tell your friends. If you did listen to it at any part, let me know. Send me a DM, post on your story. I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you want.
It's episode one. We'd love your feedback. We want to read it. We want to know.
It's very true.
It's only going to get better.
Yeah, exactly. This is day one. So hopefully next week we can have Tanner on and we can grill her, because a lot of people think that me and her are fucking, and I thought
you guys might have been fucking.
But that's the craziest thing is, I'm so quiet with the people that I'm fucking or like who I'm like seeing.
Right.
But with like Tanner, because everyone believes it, we're just like, well, there's just so much energy and buzz around it. We may as well keep going. Like, we may as well keep alluding to that type of shit.
Right.
But literally I see her as like a best friend and like a sister. Like, we'll sit there and like there's literally no sexual attraction between us, because it's just so like, it's just like I just respect her soul and her as a person. I think maybe we might get married. Like, when we're like fucking 40 and can't find anyone because we're both just massive sluts. But I think that right now she's definitely like a sister figure and we're like killing it together. We've got heaps of buzz. So it's good to hear that people think we're fucking.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in.